Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 to Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World, Cal Newport explores the concept of digital minimalism, a philosophy that helps people question what digital communication tools are necessary for their happiness and work, and then to optimize their use of these tools by discarding the rest. Published in a world where technology is increasingly omnipresent, Newport presents a timely and practical guide for reclaiming our focus, productivity, and personal lives from the clutches of digital distractions. Through meticulously researched evidence and real-life examples, Newport lays out a convincing argument for why we need to scale back on our digital activities and offers a step-by-step plan for doing so without sacrificing the benefits technology can offer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the philosophy of digital minimalism. Digital minimalism is defined by Cal Newport as a philosophy where you focus on the technology that truly supports your values, allowing you to let go of the rest. This approach is not about rejecting technology entirely, but about using it more intentionally. Newport argues that by doing so, individuals can find more satisfaction in their daily lives, reduce stress, and improve their ability to concentrate. Implementing digital minimalism involves a conscious effort to evaluate what digital tools are essential, setting boundaries for their use, and rediscovering activities that foster a deeper sense of well-being. Newport provides readers with practical advice on how to declutter their digital lives, suggesting strategies such as digital detoxes and establishing clear rules for technology use. Secondly, the impact of technology on our lives. One of the core topics Newport addresses is the pervasive impact of technology on our personal and professional lives. He discusses how the constant connectivity enabled by smartphones and social media platforms has led to increased feelings of loneliness, anxiety, and a decrease in person-to-person interactions. Newport presents studies and statistics that highlight the negative effects of excessive screen time on our mental health and relationships. He prompts readers to critically assess how much of their daily technology use is truly beneficial and encourages taking steps to reduce dependency on digital devices. This section is crucial for understanding why digital minimalism is not just beneficial, but necessary in the contemporary world. Thirdly, practical strategies for digital declutter. Newport does not just theorize about digital minimalism, he provides actionable steps for achieving it. The digital declutter process is a 30-day plan where individuals significantly reduce their digital footprint, meticulously scrutinizing each app and digital tool to determine whether it adds value to their life. Following this period, individuals reintroduce technology in a manner that aligns with their personal values and objectives. Newport guides the reader through setting achievable goals, such as limiting social media use to specific times of day, and engaging in leisure activities that don't involve screens. This practical guide is invaluable for anyone looking to reduce digital distraction and enhance their engagement with the real world. Fourthly, reclaiming leisure in the digital age. A significant portion of digital minimalism is dedicated to the concept of high-quality leisure activities as a replacement for mindless digital consumption. Newport argues that technology, especially social media, has encroached on our leisure time, transforming it into a period of passive screen interaction. By embracing mindfulness and pursuing skill-building or community-oriented hobbies, individuals can reclaim this time, leading to greater fulfillment and satisfaction. Newport offers examples of fulfilling leisure activities, such as joining a book club, picking up a new sport, or learning a craft. This topic is crucial for illustrating how a digital minimalist approach can lead to a richer, more engaging life outside the digital sphere. Lastly, creating meaningful connections, Newport also addresses the irony of digital communication tools. While they promise increased connectivity, they often lead to more superficial relationships. He advocates for prioritizing face-to-face interactions and deepening relationships, rather than maintaining a wide network of weak ties through social media. Strategies such as scheduling regular meetups with friends and family, engaging in community service, or participating in interest-based groups are suggested as ways to foster genuine connections. This focus on meaningful relationships is presented as an antidote to the loneliness and isolation that can accompany a heavy reliance on digital communication, reinforcing the importance of human contact in a fulfilled life. In conclusion, Digital Minimalism: Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World by Cal Newport is an essential read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by the constant digital noise of our era. Newport not only diagnoses the problem, but also provides a clear, practical guide for navigating a path towards a more focused and fulfilling life. This book will benefit individuals who are looking to reclaim their time from the clutches of technology, enhance their personal relationships, and engage in meaningful leisure activities. It is especially relevant for those who feel that their digital habits are detracting from their happiness and productivity. Adopting the principles of digital minimalism can lead to significant improvements in well-being, focus, and overall quality of life. If you would like to support Cal Newport, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.